listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. We're talking this hour about the cost of college, how we pay to send our kids off to get 4 or 2 year degrees as a way of opening up opportunity for them. One of the largest companies in the world recently, though, decided to drop their 4 year degree requirement for many of their jobs. General Motors did that. But who does this apply to? What will it do to create a more inclusive and equitable work environment? And what will that mean for Southeast Michiganders in general? To talk about all this, we have Kaylee Hall with us. She's an auto reporter for the Detroit News. Kaylee, welcome to Detroit Today.
Thank you for having me.
So GM has pledged to be the most inclusive company in the world. Before we get to not requiring a 4 year degree, talk about how they are trying to fulfill this pretty big goal of theirs.
Right. Yeah, it is a pretty big goal, especially when you're talking about a company that's been in business for over 110 years. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of things to look at and to evaluate and how you can really reach this goal. Some of the things that they've done is they've been invested in racial justice efforts. And as we mentioned, with the degree requirement, they're reviewing and changing some of the job requirements. One of the other areas that they're looking at is, you know, they're having their employees look at how they could be more inclusive. If you're a manager, you know, what can you do to help your staff and really promote this, this, you know, inclusivity mission. So they're doing a range of things, and, you know, they have new folks in leadership positions to evaluate their workforce strategy. One of those people is Tammy Golden, and she's leading the workforce strategy efforts at GM. And I spoke with her back in May. And one of the things that she mentioned to me is how they're evaluating, you know, certain positions and deciding whether, you know, do you really need a 4 year degree for this or are skills more important?
Yeah. Yeah. Who does this non 4 year degree requirement apply to? Talk about how many jobs are affected by this and what kind of jobs are going to get that designation.
Yeah. So I think it's, you know, this is pretty early on, right? So they're probably evaluating each job by job. But I know for sure one of the areas that they looked at was this group leader role position within manufacturing plants. That's an area where they decided, look, they don't really need to have a 4 year degree to do that job. So instead, let's evaluate the skill set. And it's building up this new ecosystem at GM to look at skills first and then maybe education second. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think that when you're talking about engineering roles, design roles, I would say that those would likely still maintain the degree requirement, right?
Sure.
Because you need to know how to be an engineer if you're going to build a car.
Right. Yeah.
Or design a car. So I think we're still pretty early on in this. I mean, GM says it's expanding this skills first ecosystem. And I think it's, like I said, this is a very old company and they've been doing things a certain way for so many years. It's going to take time.
Yeah. And we should be clear that what we're talking about here are white collar jobs in
yes,
many instances, because already there's a lot of blue collar jobs still in the auto industry where you don't need a 4 year degree. But what they're saying here is there are going to be non labor type manual labor type jobs that that you don't need a degree for.
Right. So I'm sure that over time we'll see this expand beyond just that specific job that they have already mentioned publicly. But, you know, obviously this is going to be a process. And I think one thing that they told me is that doing this really opens up the pipeline and it enabled them to hire 50% diverse talent into those roles.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and they're doing this in a time too, when we're in a really tough labor market, you know, it's very competitive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's probably another reason why they decided, hey, we really need to open up this pipeline.
Yeah.
And this is the way to do it.
Yeah. 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. Call and tell us what you think of GM expanding the range of jobs that are available that won't require a four-year degree. Also, give us a call and tell us about your journey with higher ed. Are you preparing somebody for college, preparing to get the money together to send someone to college? Or are you someone who's trying to choose another path, avoiding the cost and maybe the debt of pursuing a four-year degree? Let's go to Viola in Detroit. Viola, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a UAW worker. I work for Chrysler. In the mid-90s, Chrysler required that all of their supervisors had a four-year degree.
Mm-hmm.
And these were supervisors who may have worked for over 30 years, and then they tell them they have a degree. They brought their experience, and that experience worked. But then they told them they had to have a four-year degree, and if they didn't, they would have to retire.
Mm.
And so they did. Now you come to this day and age where you're saying that you don't need a four-year degree. And this is, again, management white-collar workers. And I have to ask is how are their wages? Are their wages equal to as if they had a four-year degree, or is this another way that corporations are lowering wages across the board?
Yeah. Viola, it's a great question, and I'm glad you called and brought your own experience to the conversation. Kaylee Hall, what does this mean for wages? Are they going to pay less for these jobs when they remove the degree requirement?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, they haven't really answered that, and those jobs, that's not like publicly available knowledge, right? So the UAW workforce pay is available. But I would say if they're on this mission to be more inclusive, that's not really a way to do it, right? So I don't think that they are changing the pay structure, but, you know, it's something to definitely look at and evaluate.
Yeah. Again, Kaylee, really appreciate the call and the comments. Let's go next to Pat in Birmingham. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Stephen. Good morning. Yeah, just a quick reminder. I'm on the board of directors of the Detroit College Access Network.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to remind your listeners that if you are a resident of the city of Detroit and you graduate from any Detroit high school, public, private, independent, charter, whatever, college is free for you. All you have to do is apply through the Detroit Promise Program, which requires you to fill out a quick form, complete your federal financial aid form. And at that point, the rest of the financial aid is taken care of by the Detroit Promise. So if there's anybody out there who has recently graduated from any Detroit high school who is a resident of the city of Detroit, a big part of this problem is off your shoulders. All you have to do is take a look at the Detroit Promise, and they can help you out with your college cost.
Yeah, no question that we've made a lot of progress in the city of Detroit with that kind of program, and it makes a four-year degree accessible to an awful lot of people who it wasn't before. Pat, I'm really glad you called to remind people of that. Kaylee Hall, I wonder if you can talk about whether what GM is doing is having an effect on other companies. Are there other companies that are saying, well, maybe we don't have to require four-year degrees for some jobs either?
GM has been the most open about it that I've seen, but I'm sure that the other automakers are evaluating this, right? I mean, like I said, we're in a really difficult labor market. It's very competitive, and the automakers are competing against major companies for talent. So I think that they realize they have to open their pipeline and maybe bend a little bit of the rules to meet those, you know, to get in the folks that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, they all have, you know, diversity, inclusion, and equity strategies that they're trying to implement, and they're trying to reach certain goals. So I'm not sure that GM is like leading this effort, but they've definitely been more public about, you know, what specific things they've done to really reach this goal. So,
yeah. Okay. Kaylee Hall, reporter for the Detroit News. Really great to have you here with us to talk about what GM is up to. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That is going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we're going to talk about Zingerman's Deli in Ann Arbor and why it has become more than just your average restaurant. A new book takes a look at all of the innovation and interesting ideas that come out of Zingerman's. Detroit Today is produced by Sam Corey and Nick Austin. Our technical director and engineer is Matthew Trevethan. And Detroit Today's music is created by Sam Bobian and Will Sessions. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.